All right,
guys, the injury report. We've got Trevor Siemian. He was full today. Demaryius Thomas was DNP with a lower calf injury. Emmanuel Sanders was a ankle DNP. Elijah McKenzie was an ankle DNP. Menelik Watson, a calf DNP. Paxton Lynch, the same right shoulder DNP. Cody Lattimore, knee DNP. Brandon Marshall, shoulder DNP. Talib was a vet day. Dalmata Peko, vet day DNP. And Jamal Charles was a vet day DNP. Questions?
Hey, Coach, she said when you named Trevor the starter that aside from injury, there would be no other circumstances where he would not be the starter. Is that right. The same today as it was when you named him the starter?
Absolutely. Trevor's our quarterback. Right now we're 3-2, and as a team we're getting better. You know, nothing's been perfect. No one's been perfect, including myself. So, absolutely, he's our quarterback.
How did Jake Butt and Shane Ray do?
Jake Butt looked great. I mean, he looked tall. He looked fast. He caught the ball well. Obviously, he hadn't played football, so he's out of shape. But he's definitely getting better every day as far as getting football shape, and hopefully we can get him up soon.
What's his
time frame? Shane Ray, he looked fine also. Again, not in football shape, but worked hard today. And Shane Ray's time frame, it's got to be 3 weeks. So he can play against the Chiefs because it's a Monday night game, so that's considered the third week. Butt's time frame is any day. You know, when he's ready, he can come up.
What about Hunter Sharp? What does he bring to you?
Hunter Sharp had a great preseason. You know, he's earned his spot to be on our practice squad and now to be on our roster. He's also going to be one of our returners this week. But smart guy, very consistent, a great route runner with great ball skills. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
You said any day for Bud. Is it possible he could play Sunday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any day for him. Obviously, he hadn't played football in a long time, guys. So him getting in football shape, that's the key there. So probably not this week, to be honest, but moving forward, any day. That's the rule.
You guys have 52 on your roster right now because mm-hmm. Shane's coming, and you hope at some point, is there a chance he'll go into this week with only 52?
Well, we've got 3 weeks for both guys, according to the rules. Obviously, we're exploring all options as far as that last roster spot. I mean, it can be a number of things. You know, it can be a O-lineman this week. It can be something else, you know, but that's being explored.
But you think you'll fill it? You'll have to keep
absolutely, yes, yes, we will fill it. What, we have to by rule for our roster.
Sorry. What caught your eye about River Craycraft to bring him to the practice squad to give him a look today?
Well, a great route runner in college and great ball skills. I mean, he would obviously be a slot player for us. He had great production in college, so hopefully we can see him, you know, progress every day and get better and help us in the future.
Is Cody progressing to where he could have a chance Sunday?
He's progressing. He did some field work today, you know, but we're not sure how the week's going to go with him.
What are your options shaping up for at right tackle, and how comfortable would you feel if Stevenson has to start for you on Sunday?
Today, Stevenson worked there. We also had Alan Barber work there. But I'll be really comfortable with Stevenson. I mean, that's why he's here. I mean, he's our swing tackle. He's next guy in. He's an experienced guy. So if he has to play, he has to play.
Coach, do you think you got away from the run a little bit too quickly on Sunday, or were you happy with how the game
should go? That's a good question. You know, breaking the film down, when it was a 1-2 score game, it was really 18 runs to about 16 passes, you know, but it became a 3-score game quickly for us. So that's when the numbers got out of sorts a little bit. So, no, I don't think so. You know, once you get down by 3 scores, it's tough to run the football, you know, without success and keep doing it. You know, if it's a 1-score game, you just pound, 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 and hopefully pop one and keep punting the ball. But you're down by 3 scores, it's tough to stay with a run game when it wasn't being successful. So that's what happened.
Every team faces some adversity.
Sure,
this season.
Sure.
Past experience, what have you learned about dealing with it so it doesn't snowball?
Well, first of all, it's a hard league, you know, and it's early in this football season, and every team's going to have adversity as far as losing football games, as far as having injuries. It's our turn, you know. The key is to overcome injury, you know, with your depth, you know, and with your players, and to overcome adversity by staying with the process, you know, and, you know, I knew it was going to come. You know, it hadn't hit us even in preseason, so it's here now. So I'm not surprised it's here. But we can't panic and we can't blame. You know, we have to do more, all of us, coaches and players. So it's here. Okay, let's deal with it and get through it.
What is your level of concern with Brandon Marshall and the shoulder injury?
it's sore. You know, it was sore Sunday, and it bothered his tackling. So we have to see how he progresses this week, if he's going to play for us or not. But if he's sore and can't tackle, he cannot play. But hopefully he gets better as the week goes on.
Did he injure it in practice, do you
know? It was injured about 2 weeks ago. I mean, he just played through it. But it was obvious he was sore on Sunday night. He couldn't finish tackles. So hopefully he gets better so he can play.
Vance, is there a concern with Trevor's shoulder or something you have to monitor, or is he just good to go?
He's fine. He's good to go. Very minor.
So the Giants?
Ask about Demaryius.
Demaryius, it's a lower calf bruise, so he'll be okay for the football game. You know, I mean, he needed one more day just to get it right, but he'll be fine for Sunday.
The Giants were short receivers last week.
Sure.
They wound up doing pretty well. You learned anything from that? Because given that you're going to be short this week.
Well, they were short receivers and threw for 119 yards.
Yeah.
So that wasn't successful in my opinion. They ran the ball well, and you know, that's where they beat us. You know, and they converted third downs with the tight end. Our game plan, you know, will change some, you know, because each week it's different. You know, we're a running first football team, so that's always our first goal is running the football. You know, and that sets our play action pass up. It gives us short third down. So absolutely, you know, let's get back to our formula of running the football, throwing play pass, and getting back to short third downs.
Vance, I know you said you're comfortable with Stevenson at right guard, but why was he inactive for the last game in favor of Turner, who's listed more as a guard?
Because we thought Billy practiced better that week, and he earned the right to play. Simply as that. You know, Stevenson is our swing tackle. It's his turn. He has to play. He's an NFL tackle.
So I believe in him. Well, last week, and now you're throwing him in there.
Am I concerned? No. He's our swing tackle. He's going to play. And again, you know, when you're blocking these speed rushers, it's based on him winning one on one. It's based on scheme, and it's based on chipping those guys. So I have no concern with him. He'll play and play well.
Time for a few more for the coach.
You said last week you guys had your best Wednesday practice.
Yeah.
You said prior to the game, the energy in the locker room
was
good.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can you put your finger on that caused you guys to fall flat on Sunday, and is that a concern moving forward?
I think critical plays, you know, the interception before half, that took steam out of the football team, you know, missing two field goals, you know, took steam out of the football team. Not winning the first third down of the football game, you know, allowing those guys to drive and to get 3 points, you know. A lot of different things happened, you know, that didn't go our way in that football game. But, again, they had a great plan. They played better, and they won the football game.
No excuses. Jamal getting more touches going forward.
Right. That's always the plan when Jamal, as we go forward in the season, he'll get more and more touches. So, yes.
Who's your punt returner?
Jordan Taylor and Hunter Sharp.
It seems expected that Vaughn's going to get chipped or double teamed a lot every game.
Yeah.
How do you feel he's handled that?
He's handled it well, you know, and we've had a good plan to free him up. I mean, he's gotten a couple sacks on scheme. So, I mean, it's going to be double chip probably. Our first game we played those guys, it was double chip. So we've got a good plan to free Vaughn up and kind of avoid the chips.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right.